welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Well, it's been a stressful, crazy day due to technology. But at the same time, I'm here. I have my thoughts, and I have this podcast, the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I don't really want to talk about a film in particular, but the energy in the firmament of October and this weather and film and Halloween is just amazing, and it's infectious. And I thought I would talk about that in terms of films that you could watch, like Nosferatu or Nosferatu, I think that's how you say it. Some Hitchcock films, of course, Psycho, you know, there's the Ghost and Mrs. Muir. There's a lot of old films. The Devil's Rejects, which is such a crazy fucking film. House of a Thousand Corpses, which is the first film. Devils is the second. And then Three from Hell, which really sucked. I want to give a shout out to my friend from college, James. I remember he watched it last year and he's like, why didn't you tell me? And I said, I tried to tell you. It was shitty. So not all scary movies are the same, shall we say. Especially when that's like a trilogy. I wouldn't consider Three from Hell part of it. There was something just kind of wrong and crappy about Three from Hell, you know. Halloween. All those ghosts and goblins, and of course Hocus Pocus. They're making a sequel. It's coming out next year. The 12-year-old in me is excited. That was the first time I ever saw Hocus Pocus. I absolutely loved it. I remember because it was a box office bomb, but I loved it. So, isn't that interesting that those box office bombs are poison? Become family favorites, become cult classics. Isn't that interesting that the people have spoken when it comes to these great Halloween films? Lost Boys is basically, so Twilight is a wannabe Lost Boys. They're just all really pale. Where in Lost Boys, it's really kind of funny. And it doesn't hurt that you have Corey Feldman hot off of the Goonies. Okay. Jason Patrick, hello. Hello. Jamie Gertz, and of course, for my Canadian friends, come on, LNC666, Kiefer Sutherland, hello, yeah, son of Donald Sutherland, who went on to play David in The Lost Boys. Oh, Halloween, I love you. And Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my favorites. And family members, younger family, my nieces and nephews really got me into that. Because, like I said, I didn't watch it until they all started watching it. And I love the soundtrack, and I love the feel, and I love the vibe. And let's throw Rick and Morty in there. Rick and Morty is Halloween for adults. Because I always stress that cartoon is not for kids. The humor, the adult situations, it's for us. It's for grown-ups. I thought about going as Rick for Halloween. Who knows what's going to transpire? A couple of times I've gone as Doc Holliday. I've gone as Jack Pumpkinhead because I have the mask from The Nightmare Before Christmas. But the beautiful iconography and accoutrements, to quote Mr. Carlos Delano, of Halloween are alive and well. And it's because of these films, like The Exorcist, The Shining. Here's the thing with The Shining. Yes, Kubrick pissed Stephen King off. But at the end of the day, it's a cult classic. Carrie is a cult classic. Yeah. They've remade Carrie how many times? Remember that? The Stand. Yeah. The Stand is so creepy. The remake, I tried to watch it and it was just... nothing compares to the original. Although, I will go out on a limb and say Alexander Skarsgård as Randall Flagg. Come on. Come on. A little better looking than the other guy. and a little more graphic as well. But that's Halloween. You've got your candy. You've got your bubbly and your sparkling water, your cauldron, it's all there. I remember a couple of years ago, one of my favorite hip-hop acts put their album out towards, was it Halloween? Cypress Hill, 26 years ago, Temple of the Boom, one of my favorites. Those crazy, hypnotic, scary, I mean, DJ Muggs, come on, Soul Assassins, let's go, let's go. So Halloween isn't just about films. It's also about people like Elvira. I'm currently listening to Cassandra Peterson's biography, Elvira. It is amazing where she got that sense of self. It's infectious. And tonight, that's what we're talking about, is Halloween, the films, the lifestyle. Hot Topic. Although Hot Topic, really, I haven't been there in years, you know? Halloween is what you make it. It's what you make it in terms of your imagination and these films that have stirred our imaginations for decades. Of course, the original Dracula, Bela Lugosi, Frankenstein, directed by Mr. James Whale, Gods and Monsters, Elsa Lanchester, my personal favorite, Boris Karloff. In fact, Elaine Stritch, I think I've played that clip on here before on the Dr. Seuss film podcast. Elaine Stritch got to go drinking with Bela Lugosi. Remember the mom from 30 Rock? That's Elaine Stritch. She's this Broadway star, movie actor. And she did Dracula with Bela Lugosi at the Country Playhouse in, I think, Connecticut. And they went drinking one night, and he drank all of the alcohol, and they said, Mr. Lugosi, we cannot serve you anymore. And he says, thank you. I will go somewhere else. I will go somewhere else with my liquor. Come on, Elaine. He'd finished his 15th scotch. Hello. And then they're sitting there, and this is where I'm going to tie in the Boris Karloff thing. So Bela Lugosi says to Elaine Stritch, young, up-and-coming actress, hilarious, truthful. And he says, you know, Elaine, I don't tell this to many people, but if it weren't for Boris Karloff, I would have had a corner on the horror market. So he would have been a prostitute. That's basically what he's saying. It was funny. You know, Bela Lugosi played a non-Dracula role in the film Nonochka, with Greta Garbo, directed by Ernest Lubitsch. I want to give a shout out to those who have said, I have this vast knowledge of film, and I do, and I sometimes think that I talk better about it in real life than I translate on the podcast, if I could probably record my talking about it. But at the same time, I feel the energy right now as I'm talking about it. And what films do to me, and I would love to teach film, but I feel that doing this podcast is teachable in a way, because you listen to the show and you're like, okay, he's kind of strange and he's kind of eccentric, and I am. Oh, trust me. Or as Arnold said, Schwarzenegger, trust me. Yeah. I want to give another shout out to Mr. George Strombolopoulos, who is celebrating his 30th anniversary in radio. 30 years. Isn't that amazing? He's taught me so much. He's been on this show. I've been on his show. I got to do a wonderful piece on Fiona Apple and what the album title meant to me. And Never As a Promise. Really great track. And he and George was on the show talking about The Devils, a film that I will never forget. Hello, Halloween, directed by Ken Russell. I think it's only available on the Shudder app, the Shudder Horror Network. And George, from talking to him, I was inspired. I was inspired to give my best and to put my passion into this podcast. And that's what I hope that I convey in this podcast, is that I am giving you my passion for film and for music. And that's a testament to myself, but also how I am inspired by George Strombolopoulos as a performer, as someone who's so passionate about film and music and literature, and also talking to people. And thank you, George. You want to talk about someone, metal. This man is passionate about metal. And there are kind of the Halloween aspects of metal. Yeah. Think about Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. That was his idea. He was like, why don't people always go to the movies to get scared? What the fuck? Why would you just make some music to scare people? And that's how they wrote the music. So it all ties together. Okay, and I remember they were talking about how they wrote the first song, Black Sabbath, the title song, Hello, where Ozzy is like, what is this that stands before me? Woo! And it's bluesy, because, you know, they're taking it to the hilt. They're taking it, the devil's court, hello, Halloween. And then I want to also talk about my obsession with that Hotel Chelsea in New York, which is haunted. So many people have died there. And when you think of Halloween, oh, those ghosts. Yes. Do I believe in ghosts? Yes. Do they like candy? Yes. It's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast on your Monday dial. So go and watch Hocus Pocus, because it is amazing. Ken Russell's The Devils. Anything with Bela Lugosi. Ed Wood is also good, because you have Martin Landau playing Bela Lugosi. And then you have Johnny Depp, who's playing Ed Wood. Nosferatu. Ooh, which is such a great film. So well done. Psycho, of course. Janet Leigh. Like I've said, if you want to see Halloween Kills, see it on your own dime. I'm not going to recommend it. It is gory, okay? But there's a reason behind it, because it has to live up to the title. As always, unpleasant dreams.